Hi, I'm Leanne Kim, and this is The Business of Thinking Big, the podcast where we talk all things business mindset, strategy, and hustle. So, if you're looking to grow your revenue, serve more dream clients, and create amazing new possibilities, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Stay tuned. Alrighty, so today we want to talk about leveraging your network. I'm particularly passionate about this because, of course, I run a community of mama entrepreneurs. And unfortunately, what I see is a lot of women in that community not leveraging what they have paid for, basically not taking advantage of the relationships they are building. Now, whether it's in my community, whether you're building relationships in other people's communities, whether you have your own community, I still see this as an opportunity where we could be getting more bang for our buck. And with that said, I want to be clear that I am not about building business relationships just so we can get for ourselves. I am really a fan of the pay it forward principle. I try to live that way. I try to encourage my community to live that way as well. It's one of our top values inside Mamas & Co. So I always recommend that you come from that place of service. How can I help the people in my network? With that said, I think a lot of you could be asking more of your networks. You could be asking more of the people that you spend so much time, you know, building these relationships with, and you're not. So I'm going to share a couple of ways that you could be leveraging your network more. And that could be applied to the Mamas & Co. community. That could be applied to other virtual communities. If you have in-person communities, if you have masterminds that you're a part of, you could literally be applying these tips to any group that you are a part of. But for many of you specifically, a lot of you are starting to build those relationships. You're starting to see where things might be possible. And I want to make sure that you're actually being able to reap what you sow, reap the benefit. So I always, again, recommend starting with how can I help and serve you? If you haven't done that with your people, if you haven't done that, especially if they're sort of like, you know, four or five top business besties or people that you're starting to see, oh, we share a similar audience, or, oh, we do a similar thing, we teach in a similar way, or we have a, you know, a similar type of business. Those are your people that you could absolutely be benefiting from. And all you have to do is ask. So the first thing I recommend asking any potential business relationship person that you have in your world is, how can I be of service to you? When you come from that place of serving them, they are inevitably going to want to do the same for you. They are inevitably going to want to help you grow as well. Now, again, don't come at this from, I'm going to help you because I'm expecting that you'll do the same thing. That is a very different energy than what I'm talking about. Paying it forward is exactly that. I'd like to help you in any way possible, right? Full stop. No expectation, right? You're not asking for anything in the same breath. You're just offering. So one of the nicest things I think that you can do at, say, the end of a networking event is, hey, it's been lovely getting to know you. Can I ask, is there any way that I can help you grow your business? Is there any way that I can help you? I just ask that question. See what comes up. You never know what somebody actually needs until you ask. Sometimes people put it out there, but more often than not, I am seeing a lot of, I coach a lot of introverted people as well, who don't have the courage to ask for what they want. So if you want to think about powerful questions you could be asking your network, this is probably the most powerful. And it's the opposite of what we think, right? When we think about leveraging our network. But again, coming from that place of, I want to offer you support first, it will inevitably come back to you tenfold. So that's a great question you could be asking your contacts. Okay, another question or ask is, can I speak or teach in front of your audience? So this is great if you have business associates, business relationships, people that have the same audience that you do, but they don't do what you do. Okay, so let's say you're a doula and you want to get in front of more new parents. Well, there are lots of business owners who also serve new parents, right? There are things like, you know, anything to do with prenatal stuff, postnatal stuff, lactation consultants, you know, people in the midwife field. Think about all of those businesses that all speak to new mothers or new parents. Those are all people that have audiences that could buy from you. So when you come from that place of, hey, is it possible for me to serve your audience in some way? Again, it's all in how you position it. If you're like, hey, I just want to get on a bunch of podcasts and I know you have a podcast, it's not the same thing. But if you come from that place of, hey, I see that you have an audience and I think they could benefit from my knowledge in this area, do you think we could have a conversation about that in your on your podcast? If they don't have a podcast, what do they have? Do they have a Facebook group? Are they hosting webinars? Are they doing live and in-person events? Right? Those are all opportunities that you could be growing your own audience just by serving somebody else's audience. So if you haven't done that recently, take a look at the people in your network that serve the same type of person you serve. You have a similar ideal client situation going on, and what can you offer that person that could benefit their audience? Okay. All you have to do is ask. And the worst thing they can say is no. In fact, just last week, I pitched myself to a bunch of my friends and associates that have podcasts. And already I got two yeses. I got one no. And then I'm waiting to hear from another couple people, right? Now I could make that mean that the person who said no and the person that is waiting, you know, that I'm waiting on, they're not interested in me. I could make that mean all kinds of things about me and my ability, but I don't, because I showed up and offered to serve their audience. That was where I was coming from with my offer. And so it's okay if it's not in alignment for that other person, right? You could call this pitching yourself, but you can see that the way that I'm describing it is actually quite different than pitching, right? It doesn't have that graspy, needy, I want feeling to it. And you know when you get those pitches in your inbox and how off-putting they can be. So think about that. Come from that place of, I have a lot of value that I think your audience could benefit from. Could we put something together? And then of course, if you get that opportunity, be willing to share it to your audience. So be posting about it on Instagram. If it's a podcast episode and they send you, you know, here's the assets, you can share a graphic, you can share a little video of our talk together. Please do take the time to share that, because that tells that person, I valued my time with you and I'd love to do this again, right? They're getting something out of it as well. Always looking for that win-win here when we're leveraging our networks. Okay, another beautiful ask is, once you've built that relationship and you have maybe a handful of those business besties, ask them to share your stuff. So if you're doing a talk, if you're hosting a webinar of your own, and you would like to get more attendees, then you can ask those people, hey, would you share this thing with your audience? I'd be so grateful. I think it could really help them. So this is similar to the last point I made, but it's slightly switched. In the last example, you are going onto their platform, right? And you're talking to their audience. In this example, you're hosting your own thing on your platform, but you are inviting different groups of people in. This is something that happens a lot inside of A players. A lot of our A players will say do their first webinar with us during their time in A players. And of course, it's nerve-wracking if you've never done a webinar before. So they ask their fellow A players to register. They ask their fellow A players, could you share this on your social media? Here's the link. Here's the graphic. Here's a short description of what I'm going to be sharing in my talk. And then that way, again, it's still coming from that place of serving their audience, but you're going to grow your own platform. If you're doing things like webinars, live events, Not only are you getting new eyeballs on your stuff, but you should also be getting email subscribers, right? In exchange for them learning this thing from you, you are going to have their email address, which means that you can share upcoming events, right? Stuff that you're doing in the future. They'll be able to receive, you know, your newsletters if you do that. I hope you do that. So think about it that way. Having somebody share your events that are hosted on your platform is a beautiful win-win as well. That person gets the benefit of feeling good about sharing your stuff. They know you're going to knock it out of the park, so they don't mind sharing it with their people. You're growing your email list and you're growing your skill set as well. Every talk that you do, every webinar you host, you are getting better. You are getting stronger. Even if you're doing a webinar to just 2 live attendees, which I have done, by the way, you know, don't be ashamed of that. So that's a great thing that you could be leveraging your network. Ask them to be helping you fill your talks and events and webinars. Another great ask is when you see somebody that knows somebody that you would like to get in touch with, right? Maybe they're Instagram buddies. Maybe they've done events together. You want to be a part of that. You want to access that person. You can ask for an introduction. I have seen this happen a lot. In fact, a lot of people that come and speak at my events, my own clients will then say, hey, could you introduce me to that person? I'd really love their help with XYZ, right? So be careful not to abuse this, because sometimes if you ask the same person over and over and over for multiple introductions, it can kind of feel like you're taking advantage. And remember that business relationships are really valuable, which also means they can be fragile. I don't want to be asking the same person, you know, 7 different times in a month for quote unquote favors, right? That's not how I treat my friends. It's not how I'm going to treat my business friends either. But again, if I know that somebody has access to, maybe it's a speaker or maybe it's a mentor or maybe it's someone who could be a potential client and you know who they are, but you don't actually know them personally, absolutely be asking for those introductions. Do it mindfully and do it sparingly, but do it because your business besties have powerful networks of their own. Again, this is all about leveraging the network that you work so hard to build. One of the things that I think can be very beneficial about being in, say, masterminds or small group coaching programs is you really get to know the other people in that group. And over time, you get to see who they are friends with and who they have relationships with. So this is something that is easier to do in smaller groups. If you're in A players, absolutely. I want you tapping into the networks of your other A players as well. Okay, here's another beautiful ask. Again, once you've gotten to know somebody, or maybe even if you don't know them that well, but you know that they have a strong business, you can ask to pick their brain. Now, again, I want you to do this carefully, and I want you to come at it with a clear question you're looking for help on or a clear problem that you're struggling with. Okay. I never just reach out to people and I'm like, hey, let's hook up. Let's get together. I want to know more about you. I usually have some questions that I want to ask that person. So it might be like, hey, I can see that you're a couple years further ahead than I am, and I can see that you've built a beautiful online coaching business. I'm curious to know a couple of things. Would you mind sitting down with me? This is how mentorship can really start to blossom if you reach out to the right people at the right time. Again, be mindful not to ask too often. And one of the ways that I think this works the best is, frankly, when you're looking at your business peers. So people that are around the same level as you, and maybe they have something in common that you want to get better at. So for example, we'll go back to the example of I'm a doula and you're a midwife. And I think that you really have a strong understanding of our ideal client. I think it's the same person, but I'd love to maybe pick your brain and learn a little bit more about who you serve and how you serve them. Because I think there might be ways that we could be helping each other, right? So again, look for where there might be synergies here. It's not just I'm going to pick your brain and I'm going to take all your information, but what can you also offer in return? I never go into a conversation assuming that I am going to be the receiver and I will have nothing to offer that person. So again, you might want to lead with, I thought that it might be beneficial for us to chat because, and then include something that you could both benefit from, right? I'm kind of doing this. You're kind of doing that. I'd love to learn more about what you're doing, and I'm happy to share about what I'm doing, right? Or the way that I'm doing it. So think about that. What's a skill that somebody has that I don't have that I'm curious about? Again, masterminds, small group coaching programs, this is where the magic happens. Lean into what your peers know that you don't know. Okay, picking your brain is okay. I don't love that expression, by the way, but it is okay as long as you're coming from a place of we could both benefit from this time together. Okay, so getting back to these business relationships, again, you're working so hard to cultivate it. And a lot of times these people do know people who could be buying from you, but you're not asking for the introduction. So essentially, we're asking for referrals, but I always do this with some sort of referral incentive. Okay, I don't love the idea that you might be asking for somebody else to send you clients, but you're not offering anything in return. So one of the things I do a couple times a year is anyone who's ever coached with me in, say, let's say the last couple of years, my clients, my top clients, my people that are, you know, sort of my business besties, if you will, or, you know, we are more sort of like business peers, I will send an email reminding them that I pay a referral incentive for anyone that sends me a new coaching client. And I do this because, number one, people forget that you might be looking for clients, right? They don't hear from you about this for a while. They might assume everything's hunky-dory, you're full up, you don't need referrals. I love referrals because it means that somebody is coming to me from a trusted source. And again, oftentimes those are people that have already hired me as a business coach. So they're already doing this. They're already singing my praises. They're already talking to their fellow business owner friends about my services. But I pop into their inbox and I remind them that I appreciate when they do it. And I also remind them of what the referral reward is. Now, you don't have to pay for referrals if you don't want to. You don't have to just hand them a bunch of cash. There are lots of ways that you can incentivize people to help you grow your business. So if somebody is going to take the time to do an e-introduction between you and a potential client, and that person does become a client, what can you offer the referral source to say thank you? Okay. There are lots of different ways that we can thank people. Sometimes it might even just be your time, right? If this works out, I'd love to take you for lunch. It'll be on me, right? That's okay. It doesn't have to be this large monetary sum if that doesn't feel comfortable for you. Now, a lot of people will tell me that they think paying for referrals is kind of ick. And I have to tell you, I disagree wholeheartedly. I think about the fact that my referral sources are very busy people. They don't have to take time out of their day to refer an individual that they know to my services. But if they're going to do that, I'm happy to pay. I'm grateful and I'm thankful and I want to reward them. I also recognize that some industries, this is not allowed. Okay. So you do need to, of course, check with your various governing bodies to see if this is going to be doable for you. Check in with yourself and your own values and see if this feels aligned. But it makes the ask that much sweeter if you can offer this person something in return. Again, it can even just be your time. But I am telling you that the network that you have right now, there are people that you know people who would want to buy from you. They know people who would want to hire you. They just don't know they know that person yet. Maybe they haven't put it together in their minds that they would be a good fit. Sometimes all it takes is that gentle reminder, that gentle ask, and what can you offer that person in return? So I hope you're noticing a bit of a pattern here with this conversation. With every single quote unquote ask, what can you be offering that person in return that is valuable to them? I always think of this when I think about the give and take of it. It's not about what you want to give that person. It's what that person would find valuable in exchange. So that's what relationships really are. And I'm reminding you of this today because, again, I just see so many women building these beautiful relationships. And for whatever reason, we feel so hesitant to ask anything of those people. And I get it. I get that relationships are fragile. I get that you want to treat your top people like gold and you don't want to take advantage. But I think there's a lot of opportunity where we could be creating these win-win scenarios, right? This give and this take. And after all, if you're going to take the time to build relationships and you're never asking anything of them, then that, you know, to me, that is a missed opportunity. Because I think about the people that I know in my business and I think about the people who've asked things of me. I love helping them. I want to introduce them to my network. I want to introduce them to my clients. I want to do those things because I want to see them grow. I care about them. So if you care about them, then don't be afraid, right? Don't be afraid to ask. This is, again, this is an opportunity to move through any fears of rejection. If somebody is going to turn you down for one of these asks, that's okay. Don't take it personally and don't take it as a, it's going to be like this forever. Maybe that person just needs a bit more time to get to know you. Or maybe that person's just really busy right now and it's not a priority for them. That's okay. You're going to be in that position one day too. So there you have it. I hope you found this conversation helpful. I am going to review these quote unquote asks one more time because I want you to take the opportunity to think about which one of these do you want to dive into? Which one do you find inspiring that you might be able to apply right now to your own business and have some beautiful benefits from? Okay. So ask number one was, how can I help and support you? The next was, how could I serve your audience, right? Speaking, teaching, etc. The next was, would you share my upcoming event or webinar if this feels aligned, if you feel like it could benefit your people, right? That's asking them to share. The next ask is asking for introductions to powerful people that you could benefit from. The next ask is, I think you might have some knowledge that I need. Could I pick your brain? And the last ask I shared is, I think you might know some people who could benefit from my services. Would you mind introducing me or would you mind referring me in exchange for XYZ? So there's a bunch of different asks there that I've just shared with you. And I'd love to know from you, which of those asks feels most aligned for you? Or maybe a better way to ask this question is, which of those asks could really benefit you right now? Which feels like the one that you want to test out? At the very, very least, my hope is that you're picking up on the fact that there is absolutely no harm in asking your network to serve you, so long as you are also willing to serve your network.
Thanks for listening to The Business of Thinking Big. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. We would love it if you could leave us a review on iTunes, which will help more people like you find the show. And of course, you can learn more at leannekim.com.